You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hey, everybody, on my Real Sex Club and Swinger Lifestyle podcast, long time no chat. I'm about to introduce you to an episode where I talk about life as a sex positive YouTuber with fellow YouTuber from Fet Talk, Abby Hout. Now, this is just part three, but there is two other parts that I put on my Sex and Swinging with Tri-Unicorn podcast, and all three are actually available in video format on YouTube. Links are in the description, and thank you for being a listener of my podcast. Please don't forget to review it, give it 5 stars and a nice comment. It would go a long way. Thank you.
Well, you've been on YouTube for a couple years now, you said, right?
Yeah.
So how does it, me too? I've been on YouTube since 2019. No, 2020. Wow, that's still 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Where did the time go? So how would you like adjust? Like, you have a good channel, you've got content, you've got good content, good views. Like, how is it your life as a content creator, like a few years in?
Well, I have learned a few tricks of the trade. It comes a lot easier. I mean, if you at least talking to the camera and being on camera, I feel a lot more relaxed. If you take a look at like some of my very first videos, I'm just talking about whatever because I have no clue what I'm doing. I'm just in front of a camera and I'm smoking and I'm talking, you know. That's kind of where it was. But then as things started to grow and progress, I started making custom videos. And actually, I'm kind of at a halt with that right now because I'm actually on some videos in Pornhub with a smoking fetish and clips for sale. And I have an OnlyFans. I find sometimes keeping up with all of this can be a little overwhelming. But I do the best I can because I do work full-time day job as well. But I love it. And I'm seeing more and more opportunities. And it's funny that you're smoking weed because I had someone reach out to me about 6 months ago asking to use my name, my brand. And it still is hard for me to wrap around my head that I'm a brand. But contacted me about actually making a brand or a strain of medical marijuana with my name on it.
Amazing.
I'm like, okay, wow. All right. So they're in the process of growing it and getting all that lined up. And we're in the process of like getting the marketing ready and stuff. Yeah, it's kind of crazy to me. Like,
yeah,
I guess that have you gotten recognized when you're out and about?
So I'm unique because I am in a subculture. And so when I go to any subculture location, everybody there recognizes me versus outside on the street, right? Where no one might know.
Right.
Me.
So right.
Only when I'm really in subculture, usually I meet about 5 to 10 fans a night. Just people who come up and say, I've been watching your stuff and like, thank you for what you do kind of stuff, but not at first. At first it was a little like trickle in. But you know, it's funny though, is I just had to hire my very first $500 an hour lawyer. And I was so happy it wasn't for divorce. It was lawyer. Yeah. And I had a contract come in front of me that at first looked really exciting. I thought it was my next big thing. And I realized with the help of a lawyer that it was not the right fit. It would have basically sold my soul and my story. And I wouldn't have been able to counter narrative it or anything if it was given to the wrong people. And I was like, I'm so glad I have a lawyer, and I'm so glad I just
Yeah.
did this thing to get this little, temp, like little bump in my career, and then, didn't read the fine print, and yeah, so I sometimes, we got a better opportunities too, right? I get all sorts of offers of free sex toys here and there, and I take none of them now, zero. I
Yeah.
don't. Yeah, I get in trouble on YouTube when I do sex toy review videos. I can lose monetization. I've lost monetization back more than a few times. So I just don't fuck around. I don't need one more battery operated vibrator. They all do, in my opinion, the same thing if you're in the right places. So I just don't want to do that either, right? And some sex educators
Right.
do, but I'm like, I don't need another toy.
Oh, that's funny.
No.
Yeah, I thought that the medical marijuana was a unique opportunity. I thought, is this real? What? And they're like, you're perfect for it. You've got the smoking channel, you've got the smoking, And I'm like, okay, well, let's see what's going on here for real. And did our homework and decided to jump on board and see where it goes.
So
So
exciting. Wow.
another, actually, she's a porn star that's been in the porn industry for like 30 years that has her own strain or brand or whatever you want to call, weed line. I don't know what you call it.
Cool.
But yeah, so I'm
Oh.
kind of excited for that. I'm kind of excited to see where that goes.
Well, it reminds me of my condoms. Instead of a normal business card, I give out Trine Unicorn branded condoms. I don't know if you can see that, my
Oh,
logo.
that's awesome.
And I made sure that they actually worked, right? Because I was like, I don't want to be giving away these things that are going to be like, disappointing people. So,
Right.
quality assurance.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I basically I give these out to fans when I meet them so that they have like a token of like meeting us or meeting me.
Sure.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. But check them, make sure they work. I don't want no the terrible quality condom on my with my name on
Right.
it.
You don't want to be the cause of someone having a baby. No.
Hey, right, a little full swap baby girl. No.
Right.
So it's fun. It's fun. I didn't know I'd ever have a condom design with my logo on it. That's pretty special for my career. It's just one of those things that this started as a hobby for me. It was a COVID hobby. I turned on the camera to keep myself entertained.
I
And
don't know.
it was for me. The channel was for me. And I was telling my secret, thinking the world was just barely awake to it. And then one video took off and then hit like a 1.5 million. And it was
Wow.
such a vulnerable video. It was me thinking I used YouTube because I wasn't very skilled. I was an amateur. I used a live stream on YouTube as a way to save me telling a story to my computer. Okay. So I did it live and then I downloaded it from my YouTube and saved it. So that's what the purpose was. But I left it up on YouTube. And then a year later, I started filling the channel with different things. So the video that went viral wasn't even really, it wasn't supposed to be public, really. And that's embarrassing when something like that happens because I talk embarrassingly a little bit. Like it's a little bit, have you seen it? Probably not. It's I talk about where I was on my cycle when I was trying to have a threesome and I was like, my vagina's waxed, I'm ready to go. And I needed to pump myself up. And like it was just one of those moments where I thought I was just documenting for myself something, right? And so ever since that kind of caught some attention, it kind of created a space for me to have a voice. And then and now what I like to do more of my podcast, because YouTube is so censored, right? So for my podcast,
Yes.
which is where I spend my time, I have one where I tell sex stories, really
Okay.
uncensored. And then I have another one called Sex and Swinging with Toronto Unicorn. And I introduce swingers. Like I talk and I interview many single women, single men, couples, and you get a real world, who are these people that go to these clubs and like what are their personalities? What are their hopes and dreams? What are their turnoffs? What are their wants? And so everyone looking for that elusive unicorn in the swinger lifestyle, go look. She has a fucking pension plan and responsibilities like anyone else. She's not this mystical thing. So if people can
Right.
recognize the experience of us women, they might even have more success matching with one, right? So do you want to list your website and your fan page so that at least the audio listeners can get it?
My YouTube channel is at Fet Talk, FETTALK, or Abby Haute, HAUTE. I do have a Pornhub website that is Haute MILF. You can find me on that. You can find me on OnlyFans. I do have an OnlyFans page that's at Abby Haute. I have clips for sale. If you don't want to go the OnlyFans route, you can do that too. Just look for Abby Haute.
Perfect. So torontounicorn.com is where you can get all the links to my podcast, my journal, everything else, my Amazon storefronts. I also have my podcast or my future. That's where I can talk uncensored, right? So that's the future for me. I do have a fan page where I do chat with fans, give advice, and do sell some of my Reese videos there. So that's on onlyfans.com/torontounicorn.